3. A taste for conspiracy. The fanatics of Ireland were represented by Lieutenant Colonel William Moore and one Mr. Blood and Mr. Alden, two notorious villains of this country. The Earl of Orrery to Secretary Arlington, 8th of November, 1665. Charles II's remarkably efficient intelligence operations were created by just one man, Sir Joseph Williamson, the second surviving son of an impecunious Cumberland vicar, a fellow of Queen's College, Oxford, and the former keeper of the King's Library in the Palace of Whitehall in Westminster. This colossal power, focused in the hands of one man, mirrored the extensive overseas and domestic spy networks established a century before by Sir Francis Walsingham, Williamson's doughty Elizabethan predecessor, to defend the last Tudor monarch from Catholic intrigue and a Protestant realm from Spanish invasion. We all learned at school, those that still teach traditional English history, that the reign of that merry monarch Charles II swept away the bleak, joyless edicts of Oliver Cromwell's republican regime and returned a broad smile to the face of drab old England. Elements of popular culture, such as bawdy and licentious drama, the filthy exercise of maypole dancing, even the ungodly Christmas mince pie, had fallen victim to dour puritanical prescription. But these were happily now revived to gladden the hearts of Charles's subjects. Reality was somewhat different. Life was not always quite so merry. Behind that gorgeous and glittering facade of a newfound confident monarchy, the Restoration government was confronted in the 1660s with a seemingly endless wave of dangerous uprisings and plots that endangered both king and realm, not only in Ireland, but also in England and Scotland. In truth, these were hazardous times. The risk of assassination by bullet, bomb, or silent crossbow bolt never seemed far away for Charles, his brother James, Duke of York, or George Monk, 1st Duke of Albemarle, the major player in restoring Charles II to the throne. Williamson, created one of the two Secretaries of State in 1662, alongside Henry Bennet, frankly acknowledged the perils. "I find a spirit of malice has everywhere insinuated..."